This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a New Year's Eve visit with Dr. Cocktail. But first, joining me now, as he does every Friday, is Dr. Politics, Juan Williams, senior correspondent for NPR News. Juan, let's talk about the big stories in Washington this week. Let's start out with the tsunami. President Bush has come under attack for doing too little, too late. Why is that?
Well, I think lots of people thought that he should have come out earlier, Madeline. President Clinton, Senator Pat Leahy of Vermont were among others who thought that there was a strategic political moment when the president, who has been criticized for taking so much unilateral action, preemptory action in Iraq, but also if you think in terms of environmental treaties and the like, just going it alone, having the U.S. appear to be sort of an arrogant superpower, that he had the opportunity to present the U.S. as a benevolent force in the world at a moment of great disaster, a healing force, and that the president instead was closeted at his ranch in Crawford, Texas until Wednesday. Wednesday was the first time he spoke about it. Until then, the initial U.S. offering in terms of relief aid was around $15 million. Senator Leahy said, gosh, we spend $35 million before breakfast every day in Iraq. So I think the president was a little slow to respond, but now clearly has gotten into the effort. He's sending his brother Jeb Bush and Secretary of State Colin Powell over to the region.
Let's look at another big story, and that is the holiday travel nightmares involving a lot of the airlines. Comair, the Delta subsidiary, canceled all its flights over the Christmas weekend. U.S. Airways on the verge of collapse. Flight attendants at United now planning to strike. What's the government planning to do here, if anything?
Well, in fact, it's sort of a laissez-faire attitude by the Bush administration, which says, look, in some ways, this is the echo of deregulation that took place now almost 20 years ago. But that, you know, what you see here is weaker companies being weeded out. Unfortunately for travelers, this holiday season has turned into something of a nightmare on many fronts as a result. Here in Washington, not only was Comair, but U.S. Air literally leaving people on the floor of the airports. People, you know, simply screaming. You could hear it on the news coverage, in the local news coverage, people screaming at the people behind the counters, you know, tell us something, help us out here. You know, people spending the holidays in the airport, just kind of sad. And you have, in addition to the flight attendants at United authorizing a strike, the question of whether or not the U.S. Air flight attendants will do the same in the coming week. So what you see is that the number of these people are clearly disenchanted with the way they're being treated by their employers, and it's funneling down to the people who are flying these airlines. That's why the sense is that, from Norman Mineta, the Secretary of Transportation, that there's going to be a probe as to whether or not some of these problems, such as the failure of baggage handlers to show up in Philadelphia for U.S. Air, was part of an organized strike, not called a strike, but simply a sick out. And if that's the case, he's going to want to take action against the union. So they're looking for someone to blame, Madeline. They're looking for someone that they could scapegoat because it's been a rough time for travelers who are asking whether or not the government is aware of what's going on with a very troubled airline industry that's being dominated by low-cost carriers. But apparently at the moment, as the weeding out takes place, as those low-cost carriers succeed, some of the bigger carriers, some of the O-line dinosaurs, maybe you want to call it, are treating passengers pretty badly.
All right. So in honor of the end of the year, I'd love to hear your top picks for the biggest political winners and losers for 2004.
Well, pretty easy to pick President Bush and his the man he calls the architect Karl Rove for the big winners. But I think in some ways you'd have to also look beyond that. I think that you look back at what happened in this political year, you'd have to say someone like Barack Obama, the incoming senator from Illinois, was a big winner. Everybody on the Republican side who wanted to run against him fell into some scandal or disrepute and fell away. Finally, they had to pick Alan Keyes, a guy from Maryland, to come into Illinois and try to run against him. He ended up with like more than 50% of the vote. So it's an incredible win, incredible year. And Barack Obama's a man, you know, a Kenyan father, Kansas mother, black and white. He really appeals across racial lines. I think he's a big winner for 2004.
And a big loser?
Well, I don't know who you would pick except, you know, I don't know that John Kerry, although he lost the presidential election, is a big loser. But I think lots of people on the Democratic side, the Senate, the White House, you think about losing seats as well in the Congress. I think the Democrats had a really tough year, Madeline, and it's part of that story is ongoing, how the Democratic Party will reform and reshape itself in the future and how it responds to the idea of Republican dominance at this moment.
Juan Williams, senior correspondent for NPR News, Dr. Politics. Thank you for joining us, and Have a Happy New Year, Juan.
Happy New Year, Madeline.